Towards the end of this week's parsha, we have the sugya of Milchemes Amalek. So the pasuk says, "Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachim in Yisrael, Berfidim," and they waged war with Klai Yisrael and Berfidim. "Vayom Moshe Yeshua, Bechar Lanu Anashim, choose for us men." Rashi says, not on the sheet, Farshim say, men who are tzaddikim, anashim is lashon tzaddikim, v'tzehi lachem b'amalek, go fight Amalek, mocho anochi nitzav al rosh hagiva, tomorrow be'es ha'malchama, Anochi Nitzav. Rashi explains that Moshe say, "I'm going to daven for you." Arosh umate holokim biyadi. So when you hear from the God of Ador to go out, not to worry, "I'm going to daven for you," it's pretty much a sure thing. Vayas Yoshua kasher amar lo Moshe lilachem, and Yoshua did this. They went. Vahaya, this is the part everyone knows. Vahaya kasha yara Moshe yada v'gavar Yisrael. And when Moshe had his hand raised, Klal Yisrael was victorious. V'kasha yaniach yada v'gavar Amalek. And when he rested his hands, Amalek was winning. V'day Moshe kvedim. And the arms of Moshe, hands of Moshe, were heavy. So there are two sugyas here that I want to discuss, but if I do two, it'll take too long, so I'm on for Shabbos, so maybe we'll do one sugya now, one sugya on Shabbos. Let's take a look at the Rashi on bottom, Videi Moshe Kveden. Bishvil Shenitzatzel B'mitzvah. Why were Moshe's hands heavy? It was a punishment. Shenis atzel b'mitzvah, because he was lazy with regard to the mitzvah. Umina acher tachtav. He appointed somebody else in his stead. Nisyak v'yadav. That's why his hands, his arms, were heavy. Sifrei Chachamim. Chaf, bottom right, v'kasha, shver ha'isa b'gemara, de'ein zara shel Esav nimsar ela b'yad zara shel Yosef. That the only way that we could be victorious over Esav, if it's zara shel Yosef. So what happened? Moshe appointed Yoshua to wage this war. Moshe appointed Yoshua to wage this war, and that was considered an act of atzlus, an act of laziness, that Moshe appointed Yoshua. He should have gone into this war himself. So the Sisacham asks Akasha, what did Moshe do wrong? It was a mitzvah. The only way to be victorious over Amalek, over Esav, is if you use Zaro Shel Yosef. And Yoshua is from Zaro Shel Yosef. Ubishvil ze amar Moshe Yoshua. That's why Moshe told Yoshua, lihilochim b'Amalek. Ki Amalek, who's Zaro Shel Esav? Amalek is from the lineage from Esav. V'imkein, if so, ma atzlus hayu l'moshe b'mitzvah zu? What was the atzlus that Moshe committed? He did the right thing. If you want to be victorious over Amalek, you're supposed to get Zaro shel Yosef, that's Yoshua. V'nira, so what's the teretz? The mashinos on the Yoshua sheyivchu anashim, that which Yoshua, that he gave it to Yoshua, sheyivchu anashim, he answers that it's not pshat that Moshe, the atzlus was that he asked Yoshua to choose the people. Avadi had to ask Yoshua to wage the war. But why did he ask Yoshua to b'char lanu anashim, to choose the people? He himself should have done it. That's what it means that Moshe was nisatzel. So, sounds like a good kash in teretz. Why did Moshe choose Yoshua? Rashi says atzlus. What's the atzlus? You're supposed to use Zaro shel Yosef to defeat Esav. That's the Gemara. And he answers that in a Hanami, he was supposed to choose Yoshua, but when he had to select his army, or the jury selection, he shouldn't have given that part over to Yoshua. That he could have done himself. And he didn't do it. Alts Atlas. Now the Gur, I don't know who the Divrei David is, but the Gur Aryeh argues, "Umana achet tachtov," zok the Gur Aryeh, "Vim tomar," same kasha, "Lama mana Moshe achet tachtov?" Why did he choose somebody else in his stead? The Eshlomar, and the answer is, Kamosha Amru Chazal, Vayomer Moshe Yeshua, Moshe told Yeshua, Lefishu Mizera Shal Yosef, because Yeshua is from Zera Shal Yosef. Viksiv, and it says, Vahaya Beis Yaakov Eish, the house of Yaakov is fire, Ubeis Yosef Lahava, and Beis Yosef is a Lahava, flame, Ubeis Esav Lakash. And Beis Esav will become like straw. V'amolek mizera Esav. And Amolek is from the descendants of Esav. Lakach manas Yeshua. That's why he chose Yeshua. V'afilo hachi. And nevertheless, kiven delo haya hu yotze l'molchama hu ba'atzmo. But since Moshe himself did not go out to war, lo haya lo laniach es acher. He shouldn't have let anybody else do it. Vaya Otzel, and he was an Otzel in this mitzvah, Nisyaku Gamkin Yada Vayuatzelim. That's why he was punished, so to speak, and his hands became heavy. So here I was. Just you think about what's going on over here. Here there's this mitzvah of Milchemes Amalek. Moshe he's in the middle of a mitzvah. He says, B'char lanu anashim, we should gather anashim. If you look at the Rashi test, it's just the whole seer over here, leave the lecha. They say a shmuz and Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechabed Yeshua Hishvulo. He equated, he embraced Yeshua as us. Mikan amru chachamim, yehei kvod talmidcha chavav alecha kesholcha. You see from here that you're supposed to be mechabed your talmid the same as yourself, because he refers to Yeshua, b'char lanu. The Rebbe's telling, let's do this together. It's not necessarily about kavadik, for the talmid shouldn't say to the Rebbe, let's do this together. That's not how you say it. So he's like a tremendous anivus, and he's mechabed Yeshua, and he's Moshe Rabbeinu lechora understands all of what's going on over here. In other words, that We have to choose tzaddikim because the only way we're going to win this battle is if we have tzaddikim. It goes on the righteousness of Klal Yisrael. We have to have people who are tzaddikim, who are fighting the war. And when you're at the war, we know it's only Biyad Hashem, Mochar. What does the pasuk say? Mochar, tomorrow, he's going to Anochi Nitzav al Rosh HaGiva. I'm going to daven for you. And at all of, while all this is going on, the Chorei, he had a whole Musa Seder Mistama before he's, you know, giving over this mitzvah to Yeshua. Like, he's thinking, you know, like, why is he giving over to Yeshua? He has a whole Chazal, a whole Mamash Pilpushir. I didn't make copies of, you know, they're like, in they bring down the Medrash, like 15 different reasons why he should choose, why Yosef, Zereshel Yosef beats Zereshel Esav. 15 reasons. Here we just have, just says the, you know, just the Pasuk in Ovadia, that the Zereshel Yosef will defeat Zereshel Esav. Why? 15 reasons. So here Moshe's, you know, you think he's like feeling really smug in his decision here. He has all these reasons, you know, elaborate reasons why it's in this situation I have to give it over to Yeshua. You know, mitzvah bo Yosef and b'shlucho. Moshe ben Elchor knows the halacha. It's a mitzvah to do it yourself. It's not like he forgot that it's should do it yourself. He had all these reasons. And it's not like he, all the other midos are clicking. They're working. He has to be mechabed Yeshua. He has to show tremendous anivus. He has to remember that everything's biyad Hashem. He's not looking for giborim. He's looking for tzaddikim. That's going to win the war at Tzidkus. So he knows of that. And before he, you know, preempts the mitzvah of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho mitzvama, I guess it's safe to assume that he thought through before he did the mitzvah, so to speak, in a b'diyeved thicker way. He lechora thought it through. And yet still, Moshe Rabbeinu is cited here for a dakis of Atzlus. Because with all these noble cheshvonos at the core, deep, deep core of it, there was an exercising, a negiah here of Atzlus. He didn't want to, you know, do it himself. He's sending Yeshua. These were all, it's like all camouflaging, all these reasons just camouflaging the Atzlus Shabo. And had Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, delved deeper, it would have been exposed. So it's just a tremendous Musar Haskil that certainly when we have to make a decision, how critical it is to delve, to analyze, to be miyayitz. Because even when it seems so pashut that I have to do it this way, you have all these noble reasons, the Medrash brings down, like 15 reasons why it's a pasuk, you know, it's a pasuk that you have to do it. And I'm in the midst of all the other mitzvahs at the same time. I'm showing anivus, you know, you see the anivus of Moshe Beinu, Yehi Kvod Talmidcha Kisholcha. He's able to vamish, you know, live on the highest level. Everyone's learning from him. You know, wow, Moshe Rabbeinu referred to B'chalonu Anoshim. This is like a, you know, a lesson. The Mishnah cites it, and they learn it from here. At the same moment that he's mamish teaching Klal Yisrael for Doris, halachas that we will learn from and live by, at the same moment he's in the middle of this battle, and he missed the trace of Atzlus. It was probably Lamish, just a very, very small trace, but it was missed by Moshe Rabbeinu. And Mela, I mean, the punishment was his arms got heavy. That was the punishment. So, I don't know, Mestam, if it wasn't a gasis, could be the punishment would be greater for gasis. A small dakis over here, Moshe Rabbeinu missed. I don't know what would be if he would have exposed the Atzlus, then there would have been another Dian. I don't know, maybe Moshe would have done it himself, or maybe somehow it would have been done differently. I don't know if that would have changed the halacha or not. I don't know. But there was a trace of atzlus that went into his kavanah. Maybe it was just a problem in his kavanah. You know, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is bochen kloyus. He was able to tell that there was part of the cheshbon here was atzlus. Could be the psak wunda changed. But the kavanah would have been more pure without any trace of atzlus. So how careful we have to be. We make decisions, mamish, so many of them, and we think it's thought through, but really have to uncover so many layers. What's at the core of our decision-making process? We could think one way, and it's not like that. The problem with the chavrusa, it's this is the problem, but it could be it's a different problem. It requires analysis. It's not necessarily what we think. It has to. You know, if they're analysis and be miyayitz, you could expose it for what it really is, and you have to face the truth sometimes. That maybe it's just atzlus. One of the svarim, I don't remember which one of the musa svarim says that there are times a person can't learn because it's too hot here. Sometimes it's too cold here. And then I see from my experience that there's another reason why it's hard to learn, because it's too perfect. I need, I'm better when I have something extreme. It can't always be good. Having it good is also a reason why you can't learn. One fellow told me in his yeshiva, not here, you'll see why. Everything's always clicking, it's perfect. I need something to happen. I wish a light bulb would fall down from the ceiling. I kind of need, things to be happening. So even when it's good, it's no good. And so we have to really, delve into ourselves to think about it. Maybe we'll be able to expose a trace of Dakas. Certainly if Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to discover it, okay, we're not in the Madrigal of Moshe Rabbeinu, that maybe that's not what the Madrigal we're being held to. But on our level, it's easy to miss. We have to really analyze it, learn Musar and be Miyayitz, to be able to make the decisions that we make should be with knowing everything that's going on underneath.